Ask yourself, has your heart and mind been transformed by the Spirit of God? If so, when were you totally transformed to where you want holiness and to come out of the world in all false ways? You don't have that. And I'm on a corner waiting. A bunch of these men said, I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you. I want to open the scriptures and prove you wrong. Here I am on the street corner. Any man with a Bible. Any man with a Bible. I'm waiting for him to open it and show me what I've said is wrong about this carnal, worldly, false gospel, feminized, material, linked to the occult, Bill Johnson, false way. Jesus said, you must repent and seek the kingdom of God. Lest you repent, you're going to lose your soul. Test yourself. My email's on that gospel card. Or if you want to hang around after these guys come out, I'd love to talk to you guys about the truth of God. I want to be here and just lift it up. Email me. I'd love to talk to you, sir. Prove what I'm saying is wrong. This is not of God. Repent and seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth. Don't follow these goat herders. Don't follow these false carnal men. Jesus did not die so you could entertain yourself for a couple of hours and then go into the world and live worldly. Has your life been totally transformed? Jesus said, you know a tree by the fruit. I'm seeing a whole bunch of worldly fruit out here in these men. Carnal, worldly, prideful, unbiblical fruit. But my Savior said, you'll know a tree by its fruit. The fruit is rotten here. I love you enough to tell you, hey, you got to repent. You got to test every false way. You got to seek Christ in spirit and truth. The Bible says, if you keep one false way, one sin, you'll be put out of the kingdom. Revelation 22, God killed a couple in Acts 5 for one sin. One sin took Adam and Eve out of the garden. One sin killed two priests. If you're living in any sin willfully, the blood covering of Christ does not cover you. Hebrews 10:26. Sir, God blesses those who obey him, not worldly carnal people. God blesses those who obey him, not worldly carnal people. Hebrews 10:26 says, there's no forgiveness for sin for those who keep and practice willful sin. That means sin you know is sinful, wrong, a transgression of God's law, yet you're keeping it. Worldliness, pagan holidays, pride and vanity in your dress, selling the things of God, feminization, all of these things are ungodly and unholy before my God and my Savior who shed his blood to redeem men. You're not redeemed if you think this is biblical Christianity. You're sorely being deceived. And Jesus said, few are going to find eternal life. That word means puny in the Greek and English. Puny. Look around you. A puny number of you are going to find eternal life. Most of you love your flesh. Most of you love football, television, Netflix, false ways more than you love the truth of God. How can I prove that? Because American churchianity keeps living in false gospels, worldliness, football, entertainment, sports, politics, none of that. God blesses those who obey him, sir. That metal cross in your ear, is that biblical and godly? Who told you that we should decorate our bodies, young man? Who told women they should decorate their bodies? In the Bible, only harlots wore makeup. The Bible says a proud look is an abomination unto God. Look up my testing. You're all being deceived by false ways, false gospels. You're not living after for the kingdom of God. Craig Groeschel is a false teacher. John Lindell is a false teacher. My testing proves it. Strongman Conference is a wicked carnal offering of fleshly men that want to entertain fleshly men. So it's loving to come and call out those who claim to be Christians. You see, I need to cover this. In the gutter, that I witness to the homeless people that don't know Christ. They get the gospel, the grace, the love, the truth, the mercy of God. All of you so-called Christians, you know what Jesus and John the Baptist brought? Rebuke. Rebuke because you're living in willful sin. You're following false ways. You're trampling my Savior's blood. And I love you, but there's a righteous anger that Jesus had, Paul had, John the Baptist had, and I have. You're deceiving young ones. Jesus said, it is better a millstone be around your neck than deceive his children from false ways. There's a millstone waiting for John Lindell, for Craig Groeschel, for the men putting this on, and for any men that promote it and stumble people in their worldliness and in their sin and in their false ways. The Bible says, without holiness, no one will see God, Hebrews 12. And don't mistake the love, the grace, the goodness of God that you can live in your sin and your worldliness. No, the Bible says, flee all appearance of evil. This place promotes Bill Johnson and the occult NAR New Apostolic Reformation movement. James River Church promotes occult false Christianity. Yeah, and you're giving him your money. How much money are they making off of you? Selling the things of God. When Jesus said, and made a whip for the selling of the things of God, how wicked and corrupt.